best sports show in the world. And I ain't just saying it, they saying it. One thing about it, I said, people gonna get tired of us talking about Deion every week. And you know what I say? Beat the motherfucker.
Yeah.
If you don't want us to talk about this, that's how we starting the show off.
Yeah.
We gonna talk about Prime until you beat him. Bro, I'm gonna say this straight up. Prime, it's certain people that's just, you know what I'm saying, that just got that gift. Bro, it's women staying up to 2 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time zone, watching Colorado. Colorado.
Facts.
Bro, this not no professional team. This college. Think I'm on social media. I'm seeing so many women going, Prime, you did it. I didn't even know you like football, girl. I would have been slid in your DM and lied to you. Now that I know you like sports. Bro, watching that game, Shedeur Sanders.
He liked that.
He is like that, dumb.
Like
I
that.
Can't take that away. Them clutch moments.
He just a winner, bro.
Bro, it don't matter. You sit there and watch the game, you like, Because I ain't going to lie, Colorado State played.
They showed up.
They played hard, except that one dirty bastard who hit Hunter. Man, don't even say his name, Marcel. Edit that out.
We got to bleep that out.
We don't want that bastard to get no recognition. I hope you don't never do nothing in your life, nigga. I hope you become a plumber. And I hope when you're doing some plumbing work and you're under the sink, all the water just fall on your face. Because you low down dirty scoundrel.
That was a dirty hit, man.
That was lame. He ain't had to do all that.
But even when Sanders was rolling out getting hit, they was late hitting him. Yeah. And I was glad they were calling them fouls, though. But Shedeur, he poised, though.
He kept it together.
He keep it together. He don't get out of his game.
That's Deion's son.
Yeah.
And he gonna throw that watch up.
He gonna
up.
Flex on your ass for
Man,
sure.
And he gonna pop his shit too. That's what I like too about him. He gonna get up in your face like Tom Brady used to do. He used to get up in the defender's face like, "What's up?" and be about that.
You know Tom Brady been talking to him. So I like that fact with that. Man, Deion, that culture and atmosphere in Colorado. Ain't never been like that.
Made me want to go.
Bro, I got to go. It's like, bro, you remember, it's usually a couple games in college that people, now don't get me wrong, that Michigan versus Ohio State, that's a game you do want to go to because the atmosphere. But, bro, all these Colorado games are looking like that. Bro, on the sideline, he got The Rock.
Key Glock.
Bro, as you say The Rock, you can't go Key Glock. Shut the hell up, Thad.
Bro, he bringing the stars out.
Key Glock is a star. I'm not saying he not a star.
He had Lil Wayne.
But unless I say The Rock, you don't say Key Glock.
He's trying to rhyme.
Unless you trying to rap.
Hey, what we doing?
I guess so. This nigga had The Rock. Then he had Master P.
He had Tunchi.
Lil Wayne brought him out. Yeah.
Lil Wayne brought the team out.
Man.
And he also had Key Glock.
Okay.
How you going to put Key Glock in front of Wayne and Master P?
After the game, Key Glock was performing in the locker room. They made it look like a party. Everybody was on IG.
Key Glock got some hits, though.
Facts. He was turning them boys up.
Yeah, he was turning them up.
They said Kawhi was there. They say he showed up more there than the Clippers games.
You said that, Marcel.
Nobody said that.
Marcel making up
Hey, what
shit.
You think they finna keep doing? Or you think they gonna keep winning?
They got Oregon this week.
This is the test, right?
Oregon
here.
Minus 20 favorites.
I'm gonna take Deion with no points.
Yeah, for sure.
He might not, and I ain't gonna say that. I don't know what they gonna do. Because we ain't really seen Oregon play nobody.
They competitive, though, bro. Like, they gonna be in every game.
Yeah,
just because they competitive.
They missing Travis Hunter, too, though. We gotta
Man, Travis Hunter out for 4 weeks.
Yeah. They're not going to.
They got dirty bastard.
They got number two, though.
They got number two. They got Weaver. They still got a squad.
Y'all talking offense. Y'all forget this man is a DB.
Yeah.
He just plays offense.
Yeah.
When you going against Oregon and USC, that's when you need the nigga playing what he's supposed to play.
Right.
Well, Shiloh, it's your turn.
Man. Shiloh.
Shiloh, you better be shy high.
Now we need
Shiloh had him a pick six.
He had a forced fumble, too.
And a forced fumble. He had a day.
He almost he had two game. Picks. The one right before that when he hit the ground.
I saw Man. That.
Yo, 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 yo. You know what time it is. Time for Broken Play. And you know what we rocking with. Prize Picks. Look, man, anything you put up to $100, they going to match it. And it's the best time to be on Prize Picks when you're using the code Broken Play. Listen, you got baseball season in. You got WNBA. You got college football. You got NFL. Tennis. It's so many things that you... Okay, you don't like basketball. Okay, you like football. Any sport that you into, you can type it in. Come on, man. It's easy money. All you're doing is more or less. Who you like? If you like some of your favorite players and you think they're going to get more, pick more. If you think they're going to do less, pick less. Man, up to 6 picks, you can win up to 25 times your money. Over here at Broken Play, we've been winning money. We've been popping 1942. We've been having Fiji water. We've been having hot wings and platters. And you know why? Because we on Prize Picks. You could be on there too if you use the Broken Play code. And it's going to match up the money. If you put up $100, they match your $100. Now you got $200. Look, I ain't no math teacher. I ain't do too good in algebra. But I know that's a good math right now. Hey, come on over there to Broken Play. Prize Picks. Get at us. So, yeah, Travis Hunter, man, we hope he have a speedy recovery. So now I got to take my, you remember I made my, what I could call it. I declared. I made a promise that Travis Hunter was going to pick off Caleb Williams. And I feel like they heard that.
Man.
Niggas don't want me to win, dog. They make it. I think these niggas see this, and they making it so tough and hard for a nigga.
Do y'all think Travis Hunter can come back and still get Heisman?
Nah. 4 weeks is a long time, bro.
Hey, stop asking stupid shit. The man missing 4 weeks. What you think? Other niggas going to stop playing?
They ain't even throwing the ball his way anyway.
Yeah, they don't stop throwing. They scared of him thing.
Yeah.
They scared of him. What position you played in football with that?
Man, I was just on the punt return.
Oh, you.
Nah.
You block.
Yeah, I ain't going to take none of that. But what you was doing on punt return? You were returning?
Yeah.
Say you swear to God.
Nah. I was blocking, bro. You know I'm not returning if that's all I'm playing. if you ask a dumb question, I'm going to give you a stupid
question. That's real. Because if you was a punt returner, you would have played a little receiver or DBs or something.
Yeah.
But
I played for Ben Hill, bro. They was tough.
Oh, so you ain't played since legit?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Ben Hill ruined football for me. Like, they tormented me over there.
So when you played, it was doing, like, they was doing pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Because nowadays they've been doing, like, you know, by age
group. That was rec ball you talking about.
What?
Nah, yeah.
Park ball.
Park ball. Yeah, we call it park ball.
My bad.
I'm about to say, I ain't heard of
what park you would play that?
Huh?
What park you played at?
I started at West Manor. You remember? You ever heard of them?
I heard of West Manor.
West Manor. I never heard of them. I did something at North Clay. Speaking of North Clay. That ain't even no transition. Hey, man, Shador. People are saying, is this the best college football player?
Let's not get carried away.
Best story.
It's the best story.
Yeah. Somebody in college football as
it's the best. It's the best story, not the best player.
Okay, but I'm saying, Marcel, to say that. Tell me who you got.
Caleb Williams is still putting up numbers and doing amazing things on the field, and they're undefeated, USC. But that matchup's in 2 weeks. We'll see.
See
the best man.
That's going to be the matchup.
He's going to come to play, bro.
He's a gamer.
Yeah, he's going to come to play, bro. That's why they're going to be in every game, because they all just going to show up.
You got the comments.
Oh, you want to read comment?
I'll just make sure.
They must mention this nigga. Ain't nobody saying nothing about comments, man. We take a break to read comments. Oh, man. Shmovie_P214. And the reason why I think we read comments, just show. Marcel, what you got going on? Bro, stop putting all them ugly ass shades on. I saw you put the first pair on late.
I'm on my Dion.
Yeah. Oh, you on your Dion shit.
Dion, man.
But them not the Dion.
Well, they sold out. But you got to do it. These are
so
the wisdoms.
So who you promoting? Is that somebody?
Wisdom Atlanta. It's my,
that's
guy.
You?
It's my guy now. It's my guy, Latif.
Shout out you, Latif. Is that your, hey, go ahead and put your last pair. How many more pairs you got?
That's only, I got three.
Phew.
Dion Energy.
I got some more.
What a minute.
That's yours, bro.
Okay.
You do that.
Yeah, we
all. You got
him something too?
We all acting
like
Dad got his.
Yeah.
Damn, them ugly ass undercover shop. Them some ugly. Undercover cop shades, man. You don't take them.
These are smooth. You can't
Beach
tell
Beach Patrol shades.
You can't tell me these ugly, man.
Bro, them glasses ugly as a motherfucker.
Nah, these smooth.
Thing.
I done had too many compliments for you to tell me they ugly.
Where you was at? Midtown.
Hey, watch out.
10th Street.
Watch
get
up.
It, bitch.
Hey, watch out.
Hey, smoothie underscore P214. But now, all jokes aside, bro, a lot of people be rocking with the broken plate. Like, and I ain't just saying it. When I see people out, they be saying it. They be asking me for picks just so they can say to know what they want to bet against. I don't know if that's good. But smoothie underscore P214 say, hey, my favorite show. I need y'all boys to hit again. Bring Lex big old ass to the screen again. Hey, we got the ass with that. There's so many people, they were like, hey, go straight to 38. Bruh, you know, I was sitting right here. I'm sitting right here, so when Lex walk in, I'm not really seeing the view or nothing like that. And plus, it's Lex. I'm not looking at Lex like that. Man, I watched the episode. I said, God damn. Lex didn't come to play with their ass. Lex P, the P stand for phenomenal. Shout out to Lex P coming through. So, yeah, we're going to hit again. I don't know when, but shit, it need to come. Breon Waters, 8361, said, this shit hilarious, man. Got to keep these coming, especially them prize pick takes with a laughing emoji. What's funny about our prize pick takes?
Nothing.
Yeah, we be hitting, nigga. Ain't shit funny over here, nigga.
Shout out to Prize Peak. They put us on the app.
Yeah, that was dope.
App.
That was
on
dope.
Twitter.
That was fire.
We hitting, too.
They rocking with us, man. Doogie54 said, I don't watch ESPN, but I will watch NAF. Oh, man, that's love, bro. But this broken play. It's bigger than just me. Because I can't wait till we have a billboard in the city.
That'll be hard.
Broken play? You know, Pat McAfee responded. We said that we want him on the show.
Yeah, he's
responded.
Like, what's up?
He gonna come on
he
the show.
He said, where I'm going? Nigga, you could do a Zoom, nigga. You like, oh, no. We want you, Pat, but you got to put a damn shirt on. That nigga Pat be wearing just a tank top, kicking that flavor, kicking that shit. Now you talking. We got to start sending that merch out to these niggas. Get that nigga a broken play tank and he wear it on his show?
He gonna wear it.
Broken play tank top is wild, bro.
Yeah.
What's wild about it?
Where you putting across the chest?
He can do a little pocket.
I didn't think that far into it.
The 50 cent tank top?
Not the Curtis.
We ain't coming with them. Jermaine Riley 7980. Now you need to keep them guys on. Y'all feed off each other well. Well, I've been saying it. These niggas don't listen to me, bro. I've been telling them, I said, bro, we gotta start talking. We gotta start debating about sports. These niggas write books and books of what they want me to say. We just gotta talk. Appreciate you, Jermaine. It takes Jermaine for y'all to believe in a nigga. Lozano Films 1943. Boy, I hope that ain't your damn year you were born. Shit. Hopefully it's that nigga Adrian. That nigga talking about we need this air live daily, nigga. Oh, hold on, how many days you got left, nigga? You 1943.
Yeah.
Well, he might drink so much 1942, he feel like in 1943. But nah, Lozano Film, we appreciate the support. We gonna get to the point where it's air daily. Because that's the only reason these niggas, you know what I mean, got the ups on niggas. Because but do that make us better? We tackling all this shit in one day. These niggas got to do this shit for 5 days.
Yeah.
Puss ass. Falcons win versus Green Bay.
You dig.
Hey, I'm still not sold. I love the Falcons defense. I'm going to tell you who I love. Bijan motherfucking Robinson.
He is cold, bro.
He It's one of them, Dom.
Different.
Now, Ritter, that boy is pure garbage. Uh-uh. The nigga can't throw, bro. I sat there and watched the game. He can't throw. He can't throw.
2-0, man.
Yeah. Who they play this week?
Lions.
What up, though? I counted y'all out the first week. Detroit, I'm on the bandwagon. They will beat the shit out the Falcons.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
I want to know the spread immediately because I'm taking the Lions. I love the Lions.
Lions just lost to the Seahawks.
Seahawks good. Geno a baller.
Close game, too.
It went to overtime. It went to OT. Aaron Rodgers. This is a good topic. They said Aaron Rodgers is aiming for playoff return with innovative surgery. Nigga, they won't be there. Unless you get traded, nigga, get well soon.
Damn.
Don't do nothing innovative, nigga. Take the regular surgery, nigga. Because you just, boy, you bullshitting.
Turns 40 in December, so that's kind of...
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Damn, what are you finna turn? What about them 40 seconds he wasted? And now we got to watch Zach Wilson against A. I don't want to get too excited. But if niggas want to start talking about playoffs and Super Bowl...
Let's not. Don't go there.
Hey, I don't... I'm just saying. Nigga, be ready. Nigga, be ready. Michael Parsons is the best player in the NFL. Fuck offense, fuck defense. He the best player, period. Put the nigga at running back. I want to see the nigga play running back.
He was cold. He was cold at running back in high school, too.
Man, put that nigga all over the field. The nigga was at D-tackle. Did you see him? Oh, man, .net. One of the most exciting niggas I ever seen.
Only 10 points scored against the Cowboys in 2 weeks.
And zero came from your team.
Zero came from the
Giants. Yeah. Mention that. Don't say 2 weeks. The Jets.
Detroit -3 against the Falcons.
Oh, I love it. That's a lock. If you're watching this right now, put that in. If you got 100 just to go win, put 100 on the Lions. Easy. Buy your .5. They're going to win by 7. Xavier Howard reportedly has 4 women pregnant at the same time. It's true. Oh, he tripping. Oh. Man, the nigga just got a pick. And if you did, okay, nigga. You got the money. But 4 women at the same time. Boy, you wildin', boy.
That boy had too many broken condoms.
Shit, nah, he probably ain't never had one to begin with. Shit, you four to break on you?
Yeah.
Nigga, it's you busting out the bando, nigga.
Well, he got a new contract in 2022, $90 million deal. So
he's chilling. How many kids he had before that, though? Let's see how many kids he got, Marcel, before we say he's straight.
I think it's only 4.
These gonna be his first 4? Yeah, I think so. Shit. Damn, how? That nigga, I guess he want to get it all over at one time. That nigga waited till he got the money. That's smart. Xavier Howard, I won some money with the Dolphins, so nigga, I won't talk bad about you. I'm proud of you. Garbage bastards. Let's talk about a few garbage bastards real quick. First and foremost, I got to start with Colorado State. That garbage bastard. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention your name. You dirty hit bastard. The second garbage bastard, bro, Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson garbage as hell. and we're not going to make jokes about niggas. If you a garbage bastard and you don't like it, nigga, start playing better. Don't get mad at us. I'm calling it how I see it. You's a garbage bastard. Joe Burrow, I'm not going to put you in the garbage bastard category yet. But, nigga, you this close. Nigga, look at my... You this close, nigga. The lid is on your motherfucking head. Just waiting to stuff your ass down in there. Joe Burrow is 0-2.
He was 0-2 last year, too, and they only lost 4 games in total last year. So, it's early, but I'm trying to trade him on my fantasy squad.
Bro, but he has all those weapons, bro.
T. Higgins had a day last week.
Yeah, T. Higgins, he gonna ball. What? How's Chase doing?
Nothing. He ain't doing nothing. I'm trying to trade his ass.
He wasn't really throwing to him.
Yeah. Right. Oh, they might be beefing.
His first reception was like late in the third type shit.
They might be beefing right now.
What about Joe Mixon? They using him?
I ain't really been watching the Bengals for real.
Joe Mixon's just average.
To be honest with you, why I put him in that category, I had the Bengals this week over the Ravens. They coming off a loss.
Ravens don't even look that strong yet. Like
they ain't figured it out yet. Him and Odell, they ain't. They got to get a game.
Odell got hurt, so.
Yeah, Odell went even out there.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Chase only had 5 receptions, 8 targets, 31 yards. He hasn't scored yet this year. Yeah.
Well, that nigga running 3 and outs?
Word.
That nigga doing a 2 and a hitch. 5 for 31? Man. Nigga ain't made a first down. Speaking of receivers, because right now we've been talking about who the best receivers in the league. So Ja'Marr Chase was up there. You know what I mean? A little slump. But, bro, after watching Miami Dolphins, bro, I think Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in the league, dog.
Better than Jefferson?
I can't put him over. I don't know, bro. Jefferson, he different.
But, look, this is why I'm saying this. Tyreek, it's so much attention got to be on that nigga. Man, Belichick changed the whole defense. Them nigga had 4 safeties. You never seen no shit like that with no receiver, dog. The only receiver I think they probably would have did that for is the best receiver of all time. Calvin motherfucking Johnson.
Megatron.
Best receiver of all time.
We'll talk about that later.
Talk about what later?
They don't agree.
Who you got, Marcel?
Calvin Johnson's not better than Randy Moss, bro. We'll talk about it later, though.
You might want to put them glasses on. I don't know what Calvin Johnson you seen. The one with the Lions?
Yes, yeah, I saw.
Bro, think about what Randy Moss' nickname was.
Moss.
That's it. That's it. That shit was a verb.
That shit
nigga,
turned that shit to a
verb.
Nigga say, I moshed your ass.
Yeah,
nigga.
He was a freak, too, yeah.
Nigga be like, I moshed your ass. I remember that. But nigga, to hear a nigga call you Megatron, it don't get no bigger than that, nigga. Megatron. So I got Tyreek Hill. Hey, CeeDee Lamb look incredible, too. Going against that Jets defense, CeeDee Lamb had a good-ass game.
But he didn't go against Sauce. He only went against Sauce like once or twice.
I can't help it if the nigga don't move where I move. If you the number one corner and I'm fucking him up over here, bring your ass over here. Now, Dak almost fucked up. That nigga Sauce almost picked 6 that bitch. I said, that nigga's a nasty nigga. But it's some niggas you just don't throw to. And Sauce one of them niggas. But Sauce, if you see that, follow that nigga. Because some niggas just play certain sides good. You remember Raiders had that cornerback, Asawa. Niggas thought Asawa was like that till he went to the Eagles and realized, oh, he can't play man. He was a good zone corner. You remember him?
He an actor now. Yeah, right?
Y'all don't remember Asawa?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
You remember 24?
Yeah, he an actor now.
He went no Revis. They used to compare him and Revis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Man, one of my favorite shows got canceled. Not this one.
Yeah.
We good. Nigga, I'm talking about Winning Time. Y'all nigga wasn't watching Winning Time?
I just started watching the second
season. Bro.
Great show.
Great show. Great acting.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it had something to do with the writer's strike or them old players not liking how it was represented.
Could be
probably
both.
Well, it's could probably be just both. Too controversial, bro. When you got something as big as like Magic Johnson and the Lakers and shit and like, you know, it's sensitive.
But I feel like it would not have been green-lighted if it was a problem to begin with. They said,
didn't know they were going to do all that.
Well, it's based off a book.
They had Magic fucking every quarter.
But the real story is they used to smash it there in halftime and shit and then go back at the game. But they said because of ratings, it dropped. They had to drop because of ratings. And HBO's a big ratings network. And,
but they took so long, Marcel. It's certain stuff you got to strike when it's hot. And then I ain't been seeing the marketing lately.
Because of the writer's strike. The strike. Yeah, the actors couldn't promote because of the strike.
Mm. That plays a big part in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. And while watching the show, bro, and I was seeing the Lakers and Boston rivalry, it's certain stuff that I wouldn't have known at the time. But if I grew up during that time, I would have been a cold, hard Lakers fan, bro. Because I felt it was like black, it was
for sure.
Because, like, with Magic coming in the league, he's so innovative, flashy. Yeah. Bro, that's what I would have stood for. But when I started, you know what I'm saying, watching basketball, them niggas had been gone. So yeah. Now I'm seeing Mike take over the league. But at the time, Magic Johnson, that nigga was great.
Different role.
What you think Magic could be like today?
What you mean?
With Instagram and all these
things. Oh, that nigga has to have a close friends. Magic Finster. Johnson will be on OnlyFans.
Finster, nigga.
Yo, he better have a Finster.
I bet all if you go on the feed, you'll see Magic Johnson like this post.
That nigga wouldn't even be following his teammate. All he following booty underscore 29.
Man, I just started watching the second season just last night, bro. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, I remember this script from somewhere. Lex P had auditioned to be the lawyer that he's smashing, that Magic was smashing.
Damn, Lex P. They must
really?
Must didn't see that. See,
Lex
P would have came and auditioned with us first. They saw that. They were like, yep, that's the one.
I'm thinking, damn, Lex
P. But that's cool with old shit. Lex P didn't need that shit. He got canceled anyway. Fuck y'all. But y'all was one of my favorite shows.
Great show. Great cast and everything.
Man, we're going to get into some highlights and lowlights in a minute, man. I feel like before we get out of here and get into some highlights and lowlights, Marcel, I want you to tell me the top five NFL teams right now in the league.
Me, my personal.
Yeah, if you had to rank them. And don't. Don't put them sorry ass Giants
in
that
there,
shit.
Bro. They ain't in there.
All
right. I gotta go. Not in any particular order. Uh-huh. Cowboys.
Okay.
49ers. Uh-huh. Dolphins. Uh-huh. Eagles.
Yeah, they 2-0.
Is that
all these teams 2-0?
Was that five?
That's four.
Damn, it's gotta be another AFC team somewhere,
Did
bro.
You say Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put the Chiefs in there, bro.
Yeah, not yet. Uh-huh.
Defensively, I don't see.
Yeah, like. I still love Pat, but Pat just coast until he gets to the what's the name.
I don't know. I don't see it. Bills I don't like them. I don't like no. I think that's my top four.
That's something we got to come back to then. So we got to figure out one more team to put in. You know I got the Cowboys in there. I got Cowboys. I like your 49ers pick. I got the Dolphins. I like the Eagles.
I think it's crazy because the AFC overall is more competitive and I think better than the NFC, but most of my top teams are coming from the NFC right now.
Because the NFC, they the cream of the crop. Like, the best teams are good in the league.
Yeah, it's a big difference. Between
so, Washington Commanders are 2-0 as well. I like their defense.
I think the Chiefs are missing Eric Dantemy for sure as an offensive coordinator.
Okay.
For sure.
We'll get back into that then. We'll figure that out. I just wanted to throw that out there so we can have five teams.
Ravens?
Not yet.
Right. It's too early. It's too soon.
Yeah. Been shaky.
Can we name a lot of teams better than the Ravens, though?
It's too soon.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay 2-0.
Nigga, the Falcons. The Falcons 2-0.
The Saints. The Saints 2-0.
Hey, before we put garbage-ass Ritter in there, we'll get back to some highlights and lowlights. Bro, Ritter is trash. And garbage bastard of the year. Hey, hold up, time out. Before we get out of here, I named somebody garbage bastard of the month, and I got to take him back off.
Really? Tony?
Tony. That nigga had a hell of a five game in Jacksonville.
He did.
Nigga, that's how you get out the dumpster.
Yeah.
When a nigga don't put you in a garbage bastard and tie the bag up, you wiggle your way out, nigga. And he got out of there.
Yeah, they had their players back too, man. He could play his role now. They was going to him number one when they didn't have Kelce.
And Kelce back. So we're going to get into some highlights and lowlights. We got some plenty of highlights. Until the next break on Broken Play. Mm-hmm.
fucking play, baby.
Hey, some people, you ain't even got to say their name for highlights. You can just start doing gestures. If I do this, you know who the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We ain't got to guess. Bruh, they going to fuck around. We going to get goddamn license. And we can start showing clips. Bruh, this going to be a signal. You going to start seeing these high school players do that out there, bro, with that watch? Hey, man. Shador. He going to forever be a highlight. And you know the fact? Prize Picks put him, they have a discount where, like, you could get him at this yard. Yeah. He don't need that. Go use that shit for somebody else. Shador going to get his yards. What he had, Marcel? 341?
348.
Ooh, talk that talk. Hey, you know what's so special about that, though? You lose Travis Hunter. You down. In that environment, you got to go for two-point conversion. You get that. Then in overtime, you score. Come back. Now you got to score and go for 2 points.
And score.
And score.
They ask for the ball. Usually you don't act, right. You want to defend first.
Yeah, because you want to like go off of what they do.
Exactly. Deion's like, now I'm going to put the ball in my son's hands. And, you
know, I know that's his son in real life, but that's a man. That's a grown-ass man. Hey, man, it reminds me of ATL. When a nigga had to let him know. I've been running this shit since I was 15.
Partner.
On some real shit. Now, I give Marcel a lot of slack about these Giants. I sent Marcel my parlay. I forgot something of it. I had, what I had. Appreciate it, Marcel. Long story short, I counted the Giants out. The nigga was down 21-0. That nigga Marcel hit me. It was 21-14. He said, don't call it a comeback. I text that nigga back because usually I could be a little pessimistic. I said, nigga, I need it. I saw that shit go 21-21. What more?
You had the Giants money line, San Francisco -6.5.
Oh, I bought that.
That was scary.
And listen, speaking of highlights, I give myself a fucking highlight. Bro, the spread was 7. It was 7.5. Do you know these niggas kicked the field goal down 10 with 4 seconds left?
The Rams, yeah.
Sean McVay, they gonna lock your ass up for gambling. Ain't no, nigga, that was no coaching involved, yeah. Nigga.
What was that? That was some bullshit.
That was some bullshit, nigga. Yeah. Get your money, nigga.
Yeah, that was some bullshit.
Bro, they stopped the clock. They put, they like.
Bro, they stopped the clock, ran the kick out. You are down 10. They on the 19-yard line. These niggas kick a field goal.
The spread, they went for the spread.
Man, these niggas know the spread. Like, they gonna, he gonna be coaching the game. And you just gonna see about 8 federal FBI niggas come down there and lock his ass up.
That's wild, bro.
So the rest of it, you had the Cowboys -6.5, super lock. Against the Jets. You had the Commanders over the Broncos, over 37. You had the Dolphins money line, 54.
And that was my last game, bro. I had to wait for the Dolphins. I was scared. You know, I was a little nervous about that. But the reason why I say that was my last game, I sat there and watched that whole game because I needed it so bad. Tua is a goddamn highlight. Going against Belichick, and they make sure Belichick is here. He's the best defensive. Man, fuck all that. Tua don't give a fuck. Tua didn't care about none of that old Belichick shit. And I'm starting to think, Belichick, you wasn't shit without Brady. Mm. I'm starting to think that. Because, nigga, you ain't did shit since Brady. Stinks. Brady done went and won a ring.
Yeah.
Then you reach down and get the challenge flag
that
slam.
That was so funny, bro.
Bro, ain't shit funny about that nigga doing that sissy-ass shit on camera. Be a man when you get your ass whooped.
Slam that shit right in front of the ring.
Belichick. You better bring, if you didn't cheat doing that spy game shit, you better bring them niggas back who was spy game. Cause nigga, you ain't looking like shit, boy.
Tua had a all right game, nothing crazy.
Shit.
Their running game.
Shit looking good for me. Oh, what's his name?
Raheem Mostert went crazy.
What?
121 for two touchdowns.
He broke. Speaking of broken play, did y'all see that play at the end where the nigga caught and threw it to the offensive line?
That was scary.
Nigga, bro. My heart dropped. Nigga, my heart dropped. My little girl's daddy, hey, go sit the fuck down. Ain't shit to talk about right now.
That was hell.
Your week might be fucked up if they goddamn don't call this shit right. Who was the more highlights?
Bijan.
Yeah, we can put Bijan in there.
Bijan did his thing.
Don't be want to get an Atlanta Falcon in there. Yeah, so goddamn
I respect it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, 1 week we missed somebody. Goddamn Bates. The safety for the Falcons. The nigga, that first game, he had that two picks and that forced fumble. Or was it a fumble recovery? I don't know what he had, but nigga, you worked every dime they gave you. Who else was a highlight? I'm trying to think real quick off the top of the...
Florida was a highlight for me. I won some money with Florida. I took
the Tennessee?
Yeah.
You saw him square up?
Yeah.
I didn't see, hey, I didn't see the Gators winning.
I did. Plus, so the game, the game is all. It's a rivalry game. The game always close.
Yeah.
Yeah. They was. Yeah. They.
Damn. What's my the DN name for the Gators? He signed to Shout out to For Life of Sports. He signed to Drewski now.
Well, shout out to him.
Yeah. Hold on. Because the reason why I'm bringing it up, the nigga took the damn Tennessee towel and used a quote from Denzel. Oh, I'm leaving with something. Nigga, that's what the game got to get back to, that excite. Fuck that switching jerseys and shit. Take from these niggas.
Princely. Oh, yeah.
Your
mammalin.
We got to get you a nickname, nigga. good shit, P. That nigga took the Tennessee towel and walked off. I'm leaving with something.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah,
that's what they got to get back
for
to.
For sure.
Nigga, Boston College.
Yeah, they fucked me up. They fucked me up on one of my parties.
I took the over. Yeah. I took the over with Florida State.
I took the over. That was an easy. That was a lot.
That was a lot. 40s
had 46.
Yeah, I'm like, they must ain't been seeing Florida State play. Bro, Texas fucked me up.
They against Wyoming.
Against Wyoming. Of all teams. We got to start talking more NFL. If we talk NFL right now, I got to be real precise and honest. And then this is going to start the low lights. Deshaun Watson, I don't know who the fuck you play for. But nigga, it wasn't the Browns. Nigga, you had a pick six and a fumble six, and niggas is betting their hard-earned money on your motherfucking ass. I don't know what you got to do. You ain't been shit since you left that massage parlor.
Damn.
It's all facts.
Nigga, get you a girlfriend and y'all role play. Let her be a masseuse. Nigga, I need you back. I don't know if you niggas ever gonna do the show if I'm talking like this, so I might edit it and still keep it in. Cause I don't give a fuck. Nigga, if nigga betting with you, nigga, a fumble six? But after the pick six, you came back, you wheeled your team. The defense played great. Amari Cooper making hella five catches.
On third
Shout
down,
out yeah. to boy Coop. I fought with Coop. But Deshaun, use a low light. Another low light.
What was he about to say, man?
It's serious.
Nah. Because you're not really a low light, but nigga, I lost. Bryce Young.
Oh.
Nigga, you did so good and you connected on that two-point conversion. You a highlight, but you a low light for me, nigga. What the fuck was that all about? Did you see the spread? Is you niggas watching the spread in the locker room? Hey, what the fuck? Who you got for some low lights, Marcel? Oh. Before you say, I gotta say it. Motherfucking Russell Wilson.
That was a low light for me.
Nigga, be an assistant coach. Take your motherfucking jersey off. You don't want it. You gotta start being guidance counselor for these NFL players now. Sit down. Like, sit down. Let's talk. Let's talk turkey. You done got your money. Sit down. Spend time with your family. Because, nigga, you don't want to play football. You don't. You don't want it.
What he was on, man. I ain't see no highlights.
You blame that on Russell or the Broncos defense, man?
I blame it on Russell. Shit, they paying Russell. They ain't paying nobody on the defense that like that. And the defense played good.
How you gonna say they played? Commanders put up 35 points.
Yeah, they ain't play. I ain't gonna say they played good.
Bro, if the nigga Russell Wilson not moving the damn ball, going three and out, putting the ball, they having good field position. What you think gonna happen?
Was that on the?
All right, read me Russell Wilson stats.
He had 308 yards.
Read me the completions.
18 for 32, 3 touchdowns,
one interception.
18 for 32. The nigga damn near 50%. Nigga, I could do math. The nigga iffy. He might not.
It's over 50%.
Barely. 18 for 36 is 50%. He 4 passes away from 50%. Nigga, don't change this shit to geometry. God damn. Motherfucker, if a nigga paying you $300 million, I shouldn't have to do math. This shit should say 2-0. Fuck all that. That 18 for 32 shit. How many yards did the Commanders quarterback have?
299, Sam Howell.
What was his
second year?
What was his touchdown and interception?
2-0.
That's what counts. That's what motherfucking counts. And that's why he 2-0. Because he ain't throw no fucking picks like Russell Wilson did. He's a low light. But I took the over, so I ain't too mad at
him. I took Broncos minus 3.5. They were,
bet you did. A lot of niggas took that. A lot of niggas took that. Anybody else have any highlights and lowlights before I close this segment out?
I don't know how the Saints doing it. The Saints is the highlight. Derek Carr is the lowlight. I don't know how they doing it, but they...
I'm going to tell you how they doing it, bro. Their defense.
Their defense has been great.
Their defense has been outstanding.
Since last season, their defense has been great.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you about Derek Carr real quick.
Fuck the Saints, nigga. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that. Ahead, them niggas man. Suck, bro. Go ahead.
Derek Carr is not losing the game. That's all that matter. He's not winning, but he's not losing that motherfucker.
Michael Thomas been, like I was saying earlier, Michael Thomas.
Y'all gonna see soon the difference between winning and losing the game when that nigga Ritter see the motherfucking Lions this week and he lose.
Says a lot.
That's a lot.
I got a highlight. We're gonna go baseball. The Atlanta Braves clinched their 6th consecutive National League East crown last week, beating Philly 4-1. They the favorite to win it all again, so excited for that for the city, for man, sure.
Ever since that nigga Acuna got married, they been on the up. I don't know who he married, but that nigga been playing his motherfucking ass off.
Yeah, shout out to the Braves, man. Shout out to the Braves.
Acuna might win MVP. He's one of the favorites to win MVP. So.
Who, Acuna?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
him. It's him too. And Mookie Betts are the top two
guys. Nah, they going to give it to Acuna.
Definitely a highlight.
When we come back, we got some more segments. We're going to do some prize pick of the week. Find out who lost us the money. God damn. Yeah, I'm starting off rough. I'll tell you this. I would have won if it wasn't for that low-down, dirt-ass hit. And I'm, hey, prize picks, I'm saying this. Y'all niggas, y'all should have rebooted that shit.
Straight up.
What wrong with y'all?
Straight up.
We fought with y'all. Yeah. You know what I mean? We love Prize Pick. But nigga, fuck with me now. Reboot that shit, man. You saw that dirt ass hit? I bet y'all niggas struck with that shit. They like, whoo. Well, you saved us then. When we come back, we're going to get into some Prize Picks. And we're going to get into Pound for Pound. This is the segment. And I'm going to make the segment since you said we're going to get into it later. Who better? Randy Moss or Calvin Megatron Johnson? You got to say his name like Calvin Megatron Johnson. When we come back. On both. Yeah. talking about the best receivers, you know, in the league right now. And we started talking about the best receiver of all time. A lot of people, ain't gonna lie, they say Jerry Rice. I feel like, you know, the league was a lot different then. Jerry Rice, he was a dog looking at his highlights. But if I would have to say the best receiver that I ever seen play is Calvin Megatron Johnson. And I say that with the most, like, I'm willing to make that a lock. If you put him in any era with any quarterback, he would have been him.
Randy Moss would have been him as well with any quarterback in any era. You can say Calvin had a better quarterback than Randy did when Randy was in Minnesota.
With Dante Culpepper?
Yeah, I think Matthew Stafford is better than Dante Culpepper.
But you got to think he had him as a rookie. Well, you know, well, how long Matt didn't really do nothing, though.
Who?
Matthew Stafford.
He was a great player at Detroit. They just had a sorry team.
They wasn't winning.
Why?
Bro, all right, I'm going to say this. In Minnesota, Randy Moss also had Chris Carter on the other side of him.
Double team. Couldn't double team.
You couldn't double team them. Chris Carter was a dog himself. Then when he went to the Patriots, you had Tom Brady, who you could say was the best quarterback of all time. He had so many weapons. He kept Wes Welker and one of them niggas who could get the ball real quick. So you couldn't double Randy then. Randy was north and south.
Bro, you can still double Randy and he'll still catch over both of you. It doesn't matter, bro.
Yeah. Don't get Randy me wrong, Moss, bro. Y'all seen him talking like I don't have Randy at number two or three.
Right. Megatron was really Randy and T.O. together, bro.
He was, bro.
It's kind of like how people look at LeBron be like, he a bigger Magic. Like, Megatron was like, he bigger, and he's like...
He wasn't faster.
He like T.O. fast, at least.
T.O.'s not faster than Randy Moss.
But that don't matter.
Randy Moss, that part don't matter. He faster than both of them, I give you that.
Right, yeah, he a freak. Like, Randy, all that. But Megatron's able to do what he can do and more, bro. All
right, I'm just going to go over the accolades.
No, we have to.
It's pound for pound.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. All right,
go ahead.
Okay.
Both Hall of Famers, right? Randy Moss, 6-time Pro Bowl, 4-time All-Pro. Hall of Fame All-Team 2000s team, 98 Rookie of the Year, 2007 Comeback Player of the Year. I guess he was with the Raiders then. 5-time NFL receiving TD leader. Most receiving touchdowns in a season, 23. Most receiving touchdowns rookie season, 17.
Okay.
Impressive.
982 career receptions.
Now you starting to read bullshit.
That matters.
Because Calvin retired early.
All right, so we won't do that.
I got something for all that.
We'll go Calvin.
All right, go ahead.
It's not as long. The list is not as long.
Okay.
It can't be.
Because he retired.
Hall of Famer, 6-time Pro Bowl, 3-time All-Pro, class of 2010s Hall of Fame, All-Team 2010s. I forgot about this with Randy. 4th all-time receiving yards, 2nd all-time wide receiver TDs.
How many years did Calvin do?
How many years Calvin played in the league? Let me look. I didn't write that down.
Bro, this going to make the difference right here.
I got career games written down. So, Calvin, career games, 135 career games. Randy, 218 career games.
135 career games and you make the Hall of Fame?
Come on, man.
Nigga, that's incredible.
That's him.
It is.
That's him.
Barry Sanders, same way.
And, bro, Megatron... I forgot what I was going to fucking say. Don't worry about it. Because we start talking about something else.
Buffering.
Yeah, that's what just happened.
We're going to start drug testing around this motherfucker.
I don't remember, my bad.
This the nigga I brought to court with me. If you think I came to play. Man, I thought this nigga had my back.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, man. I'm saying forget all that, bro. Who are you taking? Like, you
Randy.
Looking at... No, yeah, listen. After a workout, the first time you see these guys playing, bro, which one you taking?
I'm taking Calvin Johnson.
I'm taking Calvin Johnson. You taking Randy? So you like him? You like
Randy
had their workout?
That's nasty.
Yeah. That's OD. Hey, bro, I don't know where he was going with it, but I'm saying I'm taking Calvin.
Nigga,
regardless.
After a workout, I might take Calvin too, nigga. Yeah, shit, but right. Overall,
after you see them nigga work out and you see the sweat glistening.
No, I said all that.
When you see that sweat glistening, who you taking?
Whatever they do in the combine or
any of
that.
Oh, okay,
you know what I'm saying? Once you
seeing
them, who are you taking? That's what I mean.
Yeah, oh. I mean, that means no one's taking Tom Brady then. Because he had a...
We're not talking about Tom Brady. We talking about...
I got to be fair. Now, he has a good point with that.
Right. That's true.
Bro, based off of my observations and what I know or what I seen, I'm going to take Randy Moss. I fuck with Calvin Johnson. I think Calvin Johnson up there. He like that.
He's like
sure.
that.
And that's valid because you a GAU representative.
Randy, though. Randy incredible. I definitely take Randy over Calvin Johnson.
Who won the Super Bowl out of two?
So they cancel each other
shit,
out.
Neither no one.
They cancel out then, bro.
Stop it. Yo, that.
All these invalid ass.
Yo, Yvette, get the mic, Yvette.
Y'all tell us in the comments, who is better? Calvin Johnson versus Randy Moss. Tell us.
Randy Moss has a meme, a photo that says 3 receptions, 163 yards, 3 touchdowns.
That's simple, bro. Megatron. Randy Moss, 3 receptions for all them yards. That's simple. That's easy to do.
That's easy?
I'm not going to lie. I'm Calvin Johnson, but you finna make me change.
No, I ain't gonna. Nah, listen.
Dotnet, you just
shut
said,
your ass up.
Dotnet, because all you doing
you said
is running.
3 receptions
all you doing
for 163 yards is easy.
All you doing is
and
beating
three
your
touchdowns.
Man. Yes, all you doing is beating your man, and the quarterback is passing to the right at the right
would
time.
Would you say Darrell Revis is one of the best corners ever?
Man, that don't matter. Would Randy Moss 6'5", any taller, like you said. Like that don't impress me. That's what? It.
I don't know nobody who ever locked Calvin Johnson up.
You can't.
I don't know. Who
you
who
can
locked
be guarding
Randy
them.
Nigga, Randy Moss was locked up the whole Raiders, his whole Raiders career. That's
Come
why
on,
the
bro.
Nigga said, I play when I want to play.
Come on, man.
Did y'all forget
up.
That shit?
He was going through shit during that
man,
time.
Man, who gives a fuck? Retire, nigga. Or sit your motherfucking ass down.
No one locked up Randy Moss.
I loved Randy
ever.
Moss until...
See, y'all making it like that. I like Randy too, yeah. But he not better than Megatron.
Yeah, I liked him until
That's the
Megatron
end.
Came. Like,
let them debate hey. About it. When we get back, we're going to goddamn have an interview with one of my dogs. Oh, Greg, you ain't say nothing. What the fuck that mean?
His favorite receiver, Odell.
So who
Odell.
Your... Hey.
Odell.
I'm glad you said that dumb shit. So we know not to ask you shit else, Greg.
What is wrong with your guy, bro?
Edit that shit, man. That's my boy. And he say he'll do the show. Yeah. Jalen Ramsey. That's man, y'all niggas don't want no guests around this motherfucker.
Eddie said, you tell me. You tell me.
You tell me.
Stop.
Cut. He will lock him up, bro.
Oh, shit.
Hey, we got to put that clip with Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey a lockdown corner for Joe. But... You tell me.
You tell me.
He did the shoulder shrug. Man, get well soon, my boy down there, Jalen Ramsey. He down there with the Dolphins right now. They lucky they ain't have him. For real. We got an interview, man. My boy, Money Bag Mafia coming through. The real Money Bag. We got him on set today.
Taking seats and names.
Man, appreciate y'all tuning in to Broken Play. Not just the best sports show, man. The most realest. Ain't shit filtered. These niggas say whatever the fuck they want to say.
Cut that out, bro.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut a lot of shit out. Please don't screen record this shit and send it to nobody. And we'll be back on Broken Blade.
Broken Blade.
Yes, sir. If I got that phone out, you know what that means. It's prize picks time.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Who kicking it off?
Shit. I'm be honest. I'm going to read the stats. I'm not scared.
All right. Well, in the spirit of kicking it off, I'm going to take Jake Moody with over 1.5 field goals made, the kicker from San Francisco.
The 49ers?
Yeah.
They playing the Giants.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't kicking shit, but kicking their ass all around that motherfucker. But I ain't gonna tell a nigga what to pick.
Oh, we ain't reading last week's. We going straight.
Oh, we ain't reading last week. All right. Dom, he had Shedeur Sanders over 336.5 yards, and he had 348. So with that being said, a lot of people, when they posted our shit on
Prospects Twitter,
them nigga clowned that pick.
Clowning.
They clowned the that pick. They clowned that pick. Xavier Weaver over 83.5. The nigga had 98.
Yeah.
Y'all clowned my boys.
Yeah.
They clowned Marcel. Marcel said Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown.
But y'all clowned me as well.
We did.
We did. I'm about to say, but it's not about us. Nigga, we doing that.
Oh, we were a team. Two touchdowns, by the way.
He had two of them. Me and Greg, we went with Travis Hunter over 76.5 yards. He had 21 due to a low-down, dirty motherfucking hit. So it's not really a loss. The shit should have been rebooted. So I'm not going to say we lost that. Me and Greg, it's an asterisk. We gonna put a question mark next. We got a tie. We got a tie. .net, you ain't picked nothing last week?
Nah, man, I gotta get hit. They supposed to hit me to it. I got the app. But
I'm gonna get hit. I was late getting onto the app, so I got the app now. And
this calls for a commercial. We can't expect them niggas to download Prize Picks and use our code, nigga. If you ain't,
I got the app, but it's just I don't know how to work it. Yeah.
God damn .net.
I'm trying, man. I'm here.
All right, so Dom took the 49ers kicker.
You doing this on your phone on your app?
No, nigga. Then you tell me you ain't win on yours.
Nah, because Travis Hunter didn't go through. So we not finna keep losing on my account. All
right, this is last week, Thad. All
right. Who you had, Dom?
Jake Moody over 1.5 field goals.
Damn. That's some shit we could talk about all. Hell, that nigga said it on air. We not gonna keep losing on mine. God damn. I think it better pull me to the side and have a little talk. Shit, you really didn't lose the first week. That damn $10 you put up, that wasn't shit. Nigga, I'll hand you them 10. You only really lost 1 week. That
I'ma
was
go
last
next.
Week.
I'm going to go next. I'm going to take it. I'm going to go WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Ryan Howard over. They got it for 20 points. She definitely going to hit that.
Yeah, and it's playoff ball.
Yeah, she coming with it. She had 36 last game.
And that's today, right?
Yeah, they play tonight.
That's a good pick.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Man, you making me look at WNBA.
Yeah, we got to switch it up. They don't got college football on here right now.
Yeah, but I like NFL. And with my NFL pick, hold on real quick. Go ahead.
Justin
Jefferson scored this week. He
ain't scored a touchdown yet.
I like that.
We need to have 6 picks this week. That's how we're going to win the money. All right. The Cowboys is playing Arizona. So, I'm not going to take neither one of that shit. What do I like? I've been losing so motherfucking much. This shit starting to look like Algebra 6.
I like that Travis Kelce over half a touchdown.
I was doing either that or Mac Jones over passing yards at 218.
Hey, mine gonna be Thursday. George Kittle over 43.5. You know what? Fuck that. I'm gonna take the whole quarterback. Nah, God, man. Yeah.
What we doing, man? What we
Christian
doing?
McCaffrey won a touchdown. Where he got a touchdown? Do they got that for him?
He probably over 1.5.
No, he not on there,
though. Damn. All right, receiving yards, Christian McCaffrey, 30.5 yards, man.
What you going, over or under?
Oh, man. bro. Oh man.
He been going, go under, man.
Damn, nigga clowning me.
Yeah, we'll take him under.
I'll do Kelce touchdown.
I thought you had one. What you pick?
I couldn't decide between Mac Jones passing yards over or Kelce touchdown over. Those are two I really like, but I can't decide.
The half?
Over, yeah, the score.
Okay, look. I take that back. Passing touchdowns, Brock Purdy, 1.5.
Not half, less.
You think less?
It's the Giants, bro. We got a defense, bro. We all right.
The same Giants that gave up 40 motherfucking points and gave up 28 to the Cardinals?
Brandon Ayuk may not be playing.
All right, Deebo Samuel, 4.5 receptions. That's my last pick. 4.5 receptions. They gonna throw him the damn ball. Screens, all that shit. I'm locked. 4.5 receptions, Deebo Samuel. I'm back this week. And you better not hurt him, bitches.
Hey, what category are your pick in, Greg? It's
rush pass, TD.
How many we at now? How many picks that is?
We at.
That's
4. Yeah,
get it.
He ain't bet yet. Who you take?
Nah, I already bet. I bet Ryan Howard.
2, 3, 4, 5.
That's 5.
That's 5.
Cool. .net, we need you to come with one, bro. Because if you just pick somebody, you don't never.
I actually have it.
Oh! Give it a mic.
Broken play. All right, .net, you next week then. And Vet beat you to the punch.
Well, I don't have a pick. I'm just like learning the interface. Like, I just made it today. Sorry.
Wasted an applause.
Edit that clap.
I'm learning. Like
.net, you ain't got nothing? You looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at baseball. I don't
want to
look at it.
Yo, add. I got 2 picks, man.
.net, this your first smartphone? Fuck using the app. Yeah. This nigga like, this is first phone.
Mac Jones over passing yards. I like 2, bro.
Yeah, I don't know about Mac.
Jets.
Do what?
57. Damn.
You must ain't been watching that.
Yeah.
I have. That's still kind of.
And he going to get New England?
Okay.
So you can do less.
Yeah. Still, I don't know.
Pat Mahomes playing the Bears, nigga. He might have a goddamn.
He might be sitting down early.
Yeah.
They might be finished by the second quarter, what they going to do. What has he been in?
He been getting over 160.
140 and then 170 against Dallas.
He got over 160.
New England got a good defense, bro. Right. Dallas had a good defense. I think that's...
Yeah, you can take the over with it.
So take the under?
Oh, whatever you choose.
You might need a new pick, man.
Yeah. I'll leave that alone.
Like, don't play with my money, bro. I don't trust Lamar, bro.
220?
No.
Nah, they ain't got it on yet.
I don't trust
220?
Lamar.
220? Yeah, I don't. I would say 220.
He might run through that bullshit.
I'd probably take Odell Hurt, huh?
Yeah. I like. Y'all niggas sleeping on tour with them 265. Or Russell Wilson. 231. He got to have a bounce back game.
All right, come on.
Whatever you going to get.
Take Justin Fields, sorry ass, for under 187.
Justin Fields. Man, Jalen Hurts. No, that's a whole nother week. Yeah, whatever you pick, bro. I can't tell you. I'm talking like I've been winning.
Jalen Hurts under 227 passing.
Yeah. Who they playing? They playing Tampa Bay?
Buccaneers.
They play the Bucs.
They don't pass the ball.
And they run a lot, too.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's what you want to go with that one. Yeah. All right. Under. All right, let me read it all out.
It's like teaching your uncle how to use a phone and how to use it.
.net got Jalen Hurts passing yards under. Greg, you got Justin Jefferson pass rush and TD.
Anytime score, yeah.
Moore, you got the over on it. Nav, you got Debo Samuel. Mm-hmm. Over. You got the over. Marcel, you got Travis Kelce. Over. Pass rushing touchdowns. And you got Jake Moody. Dumb.
Yes, sir.
And I got Ryan Howard over. So we taking.
How much?
I'm going to put 100 on it.
Oh! The Trae Young 100. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to put the 100.
Killer.
I'm going to use Trae Young 100.
Hey, put the watch in the camera, nigga.
I'm going to put the,
yeah.
I'm going to put the Trae Young 100 on it.
To win what?
2,500.
That's what we need, bro. All that petty bet, nigga. That broken play, bitch.
Yeah. Nah, we ain't going to go for broke.
Hey, if we lose this week, we using .net new account next week.
Nah, I'll be back next week. I spent a little bit too much money this weekend. All right. That's how our picks in. They locked in.
It's locked.
Let's get it. Buck. 1942. Fiji water, number bad queens walking all around the section with big fat asses and bouncing and saying, ooh, that broken play in the building. Baby, this us, baby. Baby, you see Thad with the watch. Baby, you see Dom, baby. You see Marcel. You see my boy G-Way, a.k.a. Greg in the motherfucking building. And if you niggas like nice and classy women, we got event with us, nigga. And you know you got the CEO, bitch. Goddamn Nav Green in this motherfucker. Ooh. Two bottles of 42. All this liquor spilling. All this drip spinning. We in the building.
Hey, that was great.